We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We don't really have a 5 o'clock Friday song anymore, I've noticed.
We don't.
This is a little downbeat for our Friday 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Yeah, I can switch it up if you'd like. You want something a little
more
upbeat?
I mean, listen, you call the play, we'll run the play.
I'm open to suggestions. Like, we had something, and then we didn't, and then, you know, like, we haven't really jumped on
something. All right. Coming off a loss last night, it can be subdued.
When did the baseball walkout song leave?
We stopped playing it because the Heat were in the playoffs, and I think because Edwin Diaz got injured.
Yeah.
And it felt weird to, because he was in the World Baseball Classic, he got injured. I think it would have felt weird to make that our celebratory song. And then Solana found some weird techno version or pareo version of Hava Nagila. We started playing that. And then Myers Leonard was back in the league. We said, well, this is odd. I don't know.
Let's go see where that was going.
Anyway. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. By the way, the Funky Buddha 10-year anniversary is underway through June 10th, 10 days of celebration, and then it leads up to an unforgettable brewery bash on June 10th with specialty drafts, live music, bottle releases, and more. You can get all the details at funkybuddha.com. Was it this week that we had Ryan and KC on to discuss the big news?
Monday, right?
No.
Was it Monday?
Crowder was off Monday, and I know Crowder was here.
No, I think it was last Thursday or something.
Was it last week?
I think it was last week, yeah.
I don't even know what day it is anymore.
I know. I'm so tired. Day one of the greatest sports month. Day two, I guess, of the greatest sports month in the history of South Florida. And yesterday was a bummer, and now it's Friday. Solana played a sad song, and now I'm just tired.
Yeah, I had to take some Z-Quil last night.
We had a lot of energy yesterday. We've petered out.
Yeah, no, the game last night just exhausted me. I was exhausted, but I was like kind of jacked up, like going.
Yeah,
little...
it was hard to go to sleep after the game, but I never was like excited. Even when they made that run, we talked about this earlier in the show, but even when they made that run, 11 unanswered in the fourth quarter, I never was getting like super amped and hyped. I wonder how the watch party was at Kaseya Center last night. I saw Jeremy Teche talk about it on the local post game show, but I mean, he was like, you know, he was company man. He's like, I've never seen it this excited, even when they're actually playing basketball here. And I was like, all right, now, I mean, no one's believing that.
Eddie, play.
What are we doing here? But yeah. I wonder, because was there ever, again, I guess it was just that one run. Was there ever really a moment where you were just like, yeah, it's happening?
No, but that when they went on the 11-0 run and they were down by 9, I thought back to the Milwaukee series, late in that series, where they had a stupid run where they were down by like 13, came back and won it. And I was like, this is what we do. Like, we did that in a bunch of games this playoffs. We'd be down by 10. We just stayed down by 10 for three quarters. 8 minutes left, we'd take off and win the game by 4. So that nostalgia of those other games made me think we were about to get it. And also, Hawk, you bring it up all the time, the texts you get. And y'all text funny stuff. I hate the person that texts me when the Heat are losing or the Dolphins are losing. What's up with your boys?
Oh.
That text, I got about 40 of those yesterday.
Me too. Oh, that annoys me. Yeah, okay, team's in the NBA Finals, jackass.
Yeah, so let me tell them. Some of them, listen, so I'm telling you now, I'm calling you out. I won't say your names. Stop with the what's up with your boy text. It just pisses me off.
You ever have a moment last night, Solana, where you were just like, because I know you said when they had the opportunity there at the end and it looked like they, you know, it was almost like, wow, they somehow hung around all game long. They are going to close this gap right now. It's going to be a one possession game. And somehow this went through my head. I think it probably did with a lot of Heat fans. Just kind of went through my head fleetingly, though. Denver's not going to know what hit them after this loss. Because they're going to cut it to a one possession game. They're going to win this game. But it never really materialized.
The only time I remember really feeling hyped, Jimmy scores the first five. He hits a jumper over Jokic. And then the next Heat possession, he hit a three over Aaron Gordon. And those were the Heat's first 5 points. And you're thinking to yourself, oh boy, it's Jimmy Butler. It's playoff Jimmy. Game one of the NBA Finals. Here we go. He knocked out a three. And then, you know, Caleb Martin misses 18 shots in the first quarter, and my Caleb agenda goes out the window, and
listen,
that was pretty much it.
I had actual money on Max Strus overs, so yeah, don't tell me about your agenda, which didn't cost you any money. All I needed was over 9.5. Max Strus, 10 points? Guy jacked up 10 shots. What?
And you talk about that run. Do y'all remember who scored the next 6 points after the Heat made the 11-0 run?
Was it Jokic?
That's when Jokic took the ball and just went to destroying them down low with that little ugly turnaround, double, triple pivot game and just ugly floaters. But he scored 6 points in a row after that 11-0 run.
That's what I said at the beginning of the show, where it makes me a little bit nervous because we keep doing the thing of, hey, if the Heat just hit some of those shots, and I just kind of feel like, well, if they hit some of those shots, Jokic might get involved offensively more, scoring points, not just assists, scoring points in that situation. So remains
give me
to be
the
seen
ball
on Sunday night.
Everyone give me the ball.
Somebody texts in, did we talk this week about how Funky Buddha bought their brewery back from Constellation Beverage? That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying when I said, did we have Ryan and KC on this week? You can go back. If you don't subscribe to our YouTube channel, you should do so. You go to YouTube and look for 560 WQAM, and then there's a Hockman and Crowder playlist. But Ryan and KC, the two brothers from Funky Buddha, came on the show to explain how and why they bought the brand back from their big corporate overlords. So you can see it on our YouTube channel. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with Alejandro Solana.
I'll run through this weekend schedule. I'll start with tonight at the light. Canes in the Coral Gables regional. They'll play Maine. It's scheduled for 7 PM.
Anything on Twitter here from Canes baseball, if there's any kind of delay, there is not. So it looks like everything is good.
It's cleared up here in El Portal and
in Boca too.
Yeah, and Jimmy actually, he's watching the other game of the Coral Gables Super Regional that's taking place right now. Texas versus, isn't it the Raging Cajuns? Or?
Yes, Louisiana Raging Cajuns. They're tied at 1.
All right.
Tomorrow, game 1, Stanley Cup Finals, the Florida Panthers versus the Las Vegas Golden Knights. 8 p.m. puck drop.
We talked Panthers VGK for a good 45 minutes or so with Randy Moeller in the 3 o'clock hour. If you missed it, I thought it was a pretty good preview of what's to come starting tomorrow night.
Moeller said he wouldn't touch the cup unless he won it. Mm-hmm. Do you think he meant like he's working with the team, but he didn't?
Yeah, I was going to follow up and then we got on a different topic. I was going to ask him that, but I do think he's an associate with the team now. He is more associated with the Florida Panthers, I think, than any of the teams that he played for. And he only played for the Panthers, you know, for 20 games or so, and he had a long NHL career. But I think he's so closely associated with the Panthers that I do think yes, he because he knows he's obviously not going to win it as a player. So, yes, I think he will touch it when the Panthers win it.
Should drink a beer straight from the Stanley Cup.
Well, plenty of people will be putting their mouth on that thing.
Yeah, a lot of mono going around.
Not kidding.
Game two of the East, of the NBA Finals will be Sunday in Denver, 8 p.m.
All right.
Solana,
what time you get started with preheat?
I have gotten mono before.
I could tell. You look like a mono person.
You go to a Getty when you're in high school. I think, Hawk, we've talked about this. Just make out. That's what
makeout
I was there
party.
For. Makeout party.
Oh, nothing better than a makeout session.
Don't understand it.
Yeah, it's crazy. But there was nothing better growing up than a makeout session. Oh, it was great.
And now you look
anything else.
Now your Lupita weed all hard. What you just hang, just tuck it in your belt line?
Well, I'm fine with a makeout session.
It can't reach your belt line?
Oh, my mic was on? You heard that?
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said, tuck it in your belt line. He said, it can't reach.
Well, you pulled your pants up real high there, right? They were right under the nipples.
Goodness gracious. Oh, my Lord.
It was almost like a good sign. Like, it was like a proud moment. You know, I called out of school for a week, had mono, and I returned.
Yeah, you can't be more proud of a communicable disease than mono. You know, syphilis, gonorrhea, you don't want to tell anybody. Mono, you want to tell all of eighth grade.
What about, hey, I knocked down Alicia? That's not a proud moment?
It's a makeout session. You have a little makeout session.
A little too vulgar for me, to be quite honest.
Listen, different worlds. Macaroni and cheese, that's a dinner. Makeout session, that's a great night.
That's a great night.
Different worlds.
Y'all are crazy.
Did you guys see this? By the way, Chipotle was giving away 300 burritos every time a player on either team hits a three-pointer during the NBA Finals. So in order to get one during the broadcast, after a three-pointer's made, Chipotle tweets out a code word. First 300 people to text that code word end up getting a free burrito. Thanks a lot, Max Struess.
The Sun Sentinel did a story how to get free stuff from these Panthers and Heat games. I'm glad you brought that up. I had that targeted for today. Huey Magoos cooking up the official chicken tenders of the Florida Panthers. Huey Magoos has extended its buy one, get one playoff deal through the Stanley Cup Finals. Fans who visit select Huey Magoos locations wearing Panthers gear the day after the team wins a game can receive a free three-piece tender meal with the purchase of another, and you have a good chance of running into a Rondé Gadsden. Secondly, Chipotle, as Solana just said, this year, when it rains threes, it rains free burritos, is the message Chipotle's chief brand officer is sending out to Miami Heat fans during the NBA Finals. Each time a three-pointer is made, like Solana just said, by either team during the Heat-Nuggets series, Chipotle will send out a text-to-win code from @ChipotleTweets on Twitter. The first 300 fans to text the code to the number 888-222 will receive a free entree from Chipotle, which is giving away up to 10,500 free entrees per game. It's a great freebie. And then Chewy, the plantation-based online pet food and products retailer, is giving away Cats fans and cat owners, that's me, something to root for during the finals. Chewy plans to give away thousands of free cat treats if the Panthers win the Stanley Cup. The company will share a promo code on the Chewy Twitter site, and it can be redeemed at Chewy.com Fans can also find Florida Panthers collars and personalized jerseys for your cat, as well as Miami Heat ID tags right on the site, Chewy.com.
All right. I'm a big Chewy guy.
Get Fauci, a little Miami Heat ID tag.
Yeah.
I'll get Rocky, a little Panthers jersey.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go, Cats.
Oh.
Right, anything else?
Unfortunately, we've run out of time and didn't have time to do our Mount Rushmore of donuts.
We could do it in the last segment if you want.
Yeah, we'll do that. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com is their website.
All right. I was almost going to go right to the commercial. I forgot that you didn't give weather. You just set Jimmy up for it. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Let's go, Jimmy.
It is partly cloudy with with a temperature of 77 degrees. That's your weather.
All right. There you go.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Vix Vaparu.
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Final segment on a Friday of perhaps the greatest month in your sports life, if you discount last night and hope that things are different on Sunday. Now I have qualifiers for this, Crowder.
There you go.
Any qualifiers yesterday. Yesterday was just, you know, unbridled enthusiasm. Now I've got some qualifiers.
Yep. And you spray Funky Booty Happy Hour, Hawk. I was telling you off air, I'm going fishing tomorrow.
Yep.
Go to Publix. I'm like, hey, I got to get ready for this fishing trip. I go get 2 12-packs of Funky Buddha Hop Gun, and I start heading to the front, and my wife's like, hey, you know Chan's coming with you, because I'm taking my son with me. She was like, he can't just drink beer for 8 hours.
That's
all
you were bringing.
Bro, when I go fishing, I bring a cooler full of Funky Buddha, and all of us, I'm just a hop guy, I love IPAs. I bring a bag of beef jerky and Funky Buddha, and I go out there for 8 hours. I'm good.
Well, bring Chan some Yoo-Hoo. Everybody likes a little chocolate drink.
You know what I did get him? Some Celsius.
Hey, today is National Donut Day, and Solana's been saying it all show. Oh, we're going to get to our Mount Rushmores of donuts. We're out of time here. I can't even go around the room and get them. But today is National Donut Day. Is there a better donut? And I like to get cutesy on certain things, obviously. Yeah. You know, like there's certain times I get cutesy. For me, when it comes to a donut, and I do like other flavors, but when it comes to a donut, you don't need to get that cutesy. Give me a chocolate frosted donut. That, to me, is like the best donut out there. Would you agree with that? Now, I'm not telling you that, you know, if I go into Krispy Kreme and they've got chocolate frosted and they've got maple frosted or an original Krispy Kreme, that I'm not going to choose one over the chocolate frosted. But for my money, the best donut is probably a chocolate frosted donut.
I would tell you, and it's going to sound lame, but I would take that original Krispy Kreme glazed over anything, because I think the other stuff, and I'm with you, like, what's that, Moho Donuts? They have one with bacon on it.
Yep,
you give me a donut with bacon, I'm eating the hell out of it. But just a sit-and-eat a donut, fresh out the grease, glazed, it's very simple. A lot of them have too much sugar on. I don't want crumbled up Oreos on top of my donut and all that. Simple, lightly sweetened glazed donut is the best thing you can give me.
Krispy Kreme, better than Dunkin'.
10 times out of 10.
10 times out of 10.
Yes. Yes.
And I've told you this before. Shocking discovery my son and I made a couple years ago when we were doing the Hockman's Food Court, the YouTube stuff where we went around and tried foods. Publix has unbelievable donuts. I think Publix donuts might be better than Dunkin' Donuts.
I got to try them, but they can't be fresh because they're already
fresh.
In the box.
They're fresh. They make them there in the bakery. They have some in the bakery shelf in the display case. They take some and they put them in the boxes. But Trust me, they're fresh. I am telling you, you are going to be shocked at how good a Publix chocolate frosted donut is. I would probably put it right behind Krispy Kreme.
You know what? You give me a lot of food advice, and I think most of it's BS. I'm going to try this one.
Try this one and just change your life for the better.
I'm going to see, because this weekend we're home. I'm home with the kids. We're fishing, and Sunday we're just hanging out. Sunday morning breakfast is Publix donuts.
I am telling you. Chocolate frosted. I'm telling you. Change your life. I'm going to change your life more. You listen to me on the radio for years. You know one of my favorite things to do is spend an afternoon at Gulfstream Park. I always say if you live in South Florida and you don't make it out to Gulfstream for horse racing and, you know, a little casino gambling, slot machines, fine dining, you're missing out. There's live racing at Gulfstream Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. They have simulcast every day, but there's some great stuff coming up at Gulfstream a week from tomorrow. Saturday, June 10th is the Belmont. And you want to be at Gulfstream for Belmont Day. Gulfstream's going to have their own live racing. You can watch the Belmont on simulcast. Gulfstream is going to be doing a taste of New York at the track that day. Flavors of Chinatown, Little Italy, Koreatown, New York-inspired cocktails, all in celebration of the Belmont. So if you want to get some details, just go to GulfstreamPark.com. That is going to wrap it up for us today on this Friday. John Crotty, we appreciate him joining us. Randy Moeller, preview Panthers VGK with us in the 3 o'clock hour. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Panthers. Go Heat. Go Canes. Go Marlins. We will speak with you el lunes.
Haggerty.
Love you, Moeller.
Talk to you later.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.